Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We'd like to wish you all a very happy Janmashtami. I'm very happy to be here with all of you at Govinda Dweep, at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev. I must say that these are one of the most beautiful deities in our movement. When you come here, it's a bit of an effort to come here. Well, we are on an island in the middle of the river or lake or ocean. I haven't figured it out yet. It is somewhat difficult to come here. But it's all worth the austerity to see their beautiful lotus feet. I was thinking that of their leela in being here, because Prabhupada did say one time that every set of deities has their particular mood, particular leela. This is very appropriate that Radha Govinda are here. And as much as we know the beloved deities of Sri Rupa Goswami, Radha Govindaji, they were obliged, or rather it was by their will, but they left Sri Vrindavan Dham at one point, apparently due to the aggression of the Muslims, Aurangzeb in particular. Many of the deities, most of the principal deities of Vrindavan at that time, several hundred years ago, had to leave Vrindavan, and they went various places, Radhakund here, there, and eventually they ended up in Jaipur, where the famous king, Jai Singh, built an entire city around the deities to protect them. It's a whole fortress there. It's very difficult for the Muslims. Actually, the Muslims never penetrated Jaipur. And the deities left Braj to go to that somewhat remote place, Jaipur, where they've been worshipped for hundreds of years by very loving devotees. And they've never left to come back to Braj. They're worshipped very nicely there. So it's sort of the mood. They're not inside the big city. They're outside somewhere there. And to go and see them, at least up until recently, it was difficult to go through the desert to Jaipur and see the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. So this was very much in the mood. And those deities, of course, are very special. The deities of Sri Rupa Goswami, very, very beautiful. I know for many many devotees, I know my beloved godbrother Govinda Maharaj, those are his favorite deities in the whole wide world, Radha Govinda and Jaipur, the deities of Sri Rupa Goswami. So I'm sure he must have also been very happy to come here to Govinda Dweep and see your beautiful deity. So it's especially nice to have Janmashtami here with all of you. And of course, tomorrow will be Śrīla Prabhupāda's appearance day, Vyasa Puja. So very wonderful that we're all together here. There's devotees all over the world celebrating Krishna Janmashtami and Śrīla Prabhupāda's Vyasa Puja together. Somehow by our fate, by our destiny, by the will of the Lord, we're all together. This is our little group of devotees celebrating this festival. And we hope to do it as best we can for the pleasure of their lordships and Śrīla Prabhupāda. Actually, it's our hope as members of this society, ISKCON, because ISKCON is meant ultimately to broadcast the glories of the Lord all over the world. This is, first and foremost, as we often say, this is a missionary movement. If it were not a missionary movement, none of us would be sitting here today. Mahaprabhu stated that one day his name would be heard in every town and village of the world, and his most intimate associates, or let us say his disciples, the six Goswamis, right from the very beginning, they were planning actually a worldwide movement. And their headquarters, and you could say our headquarters even today, is Sri Vrindavan. So it is our hope that one day this Janmashtami, or this appearance day, celebrating the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead, this festival will be celebrated on a grand scale all over the world. Just like, for want of any other reference, for a grand spiritual event, just like Christmas. Christianity is fast becoming, fast becoming the major religions of the world. They also have a missionary spirit. And all over the Western world, of course, even now in the East, in Kerala, St. Thomas went. Kerala is primarily Christian in India. All over the world, Christmas is being celebrated on a grand scale. Even last year I was passing through the Middle East, I was passing through the Emirates, I was passing through Dubai, a big city now, and around this time of the year, and I came through the airport and there were Christmas trees everywhere. I was shocked. In a strict Muslim country, there were Christmas trees in the airport. Because, of course, they're encouraging tourism. And they see themselves as very open. They want business, ultimately. And they're getting it. So, even in the Middle East, Christmas is something very big. So, what is Christmas? Christmas. It is the celebration of the appearance day of the beloved Son of God, Jesus Christ. So why shouldn't people know about the appearance? Because birth is not actually the appropriate word for lack of words in English language. Krishna doesn't take birth as the ordinary conditioned soul does in this world. He appears out of his causeless mercy. Why shouldn't the appearance of God the Father be celebrated on an even grander scale throughout the world? And that's our business. If we have a business. Actually, devotees don't have any business. They don't desire any profit in this world. Business means some profit. But anyway, for want of a better word again, what is our business in this world? Our business is carrying on the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to broadcast the glories all over the world, the glories of the Lord. So we can consider it, we will consider that our mission is successful when Janmashtami is celebrated on the same scale as Christmas. Then we can think, yes, we have accomplished the order of Guru and Gauranga, that when you go through a Muslim country, they'll be celebrating Janmashtami just like they're celebrating Christmas. And why not? What can one gain from celebrating Janmashtami? There's so much to be gained from celebrating Janmashtami. But in the words of the Lord Himself, in His sacred Gita, He gives us some indication of understanding the nature of His appearance in this world. What does He say? Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatpataha chakva deham punar janma naitimam etu so arjuna. Very famous verse, but particularly appropriate on this day of Janmashtami, the actual appearance of Krishna in this world. Lord says, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance, this is where the word janma comes from, janma karma cha me divyam. Janma and karma means activities, actually. Janma karma cha me divyam. Divyam means transcendental. One who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and my karma or my activities in this world does not, upon leaving this body, take birth again in this world, but he attains to my eternal abode. Therefore, this festival is so important. Because of all the activities of the Lord, and they're unlimited, his various incarnations, his various activities are unlimited, this janma, this activity of his appearing in this world, this is very important. Just to understand this alone, how the Lord's appearance is divyam, how it is transcendental, that guarantees you no more birth in this material world, but upon leaving this body you go back to the spiritual sky and you never come back. Punarjanma na vidyate, Krishna says. Having once returned there, you never come back again. So therefore, people should know about Janmashtami, and they should sit like we're sitting today, hearing Harikatha, the pastimes of the Lord, chanting His glories, worshipping His deity form, having the Abhishek. Later on in the day, I probably shouldn't mention it now, but partaking of the prasad of the Lord. Some of you are already hungry. The whole world should know the benefit of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Because it is such, etiquette is, that when an important person comes into our presence, we have to acknowledge. Just like when the Lord's representative, His humble representative, comes in our midst, the spiritual master, then the disciples, they immediately acknowledge, oh yes, Guru has come. Lord's representative, he's coming bearing the message of God. He is demonstrating to me how to become the proper devotee of the Lord. Let me acknowledge His presence by offering my obeisances. Or just in common, even in material life, social life, if the president of this country, I forget now because Tony Blair is no longer the president, Brown. The prime minister, Mr. Brown happened to come up north here and take a boat across the lake and walk into our temple here, then we would all, even though you know we're devotees, still the etiquette is Mr. Brown, come please take it. We have a special seat for him. We would acknowledge. When an important person comes into our midst, you must acknowledge, the idea being that he's come bearing some goodwill, some tidings, some whatever, to solve the problems, whatever the leaders do to lead us. We acknowledge, so you've taken some responsibility for us, let us acknowledge it. So what to speak of the Supreme Person? Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Out of all the important persons, who's number one in Krishna? Ishvara Parama Krishna. Out of all the politicians, all the controllers, all the leaders, who's number one? Krishna. Both from the material and spiritual point of view. Materially, He's most important because He created this whole phantasmagoria. Under His arrangement, it's all going on. Maya dakshena prakriti suyute sacharacharam. By His will, it is all happened. It's created, it's maintained, it's destroyed. So even from the material point of view, He's the most important person. To speak of the spiritual point of view. Nitya nityanam chaitanas chaitananam ekobahanam yovadidatikamam. He's fulfilling the desires of everyone. So if He appears, everyone should stand up and take notice. That is the etiquette. But they're not doing. They're not doing that. They're not acknowledging the janma, the appearance, the divyam, transcendental appearance of the Lord. And that's very dangerous, as we say in Hindi. Now Hindi is a mixture of English and Indian modern day times. It's very dangerous. We saw what happened to Ramaharshan Sutta when the Supreme Personality of God had appeared in His midst with the sages. He was elected. He was a very honorable sage. And when the Lord came as Balaram, because we recently observed Balaram's appearance day, there's no difference between Balaram and Krishna, according to Shastra. Just that Krishna's blue and Balaram's white. Of course, Krishna's original, and Balaram's is expansion. But together they're referred to, the 10th count of Bhagavatam, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Balaram came to the forest of Naimisharanya, the sages were there. Ramaharshan Sutta was elected as the head of the sage. He didn't acknowledge Balaram's presence. He didn't stand up. So to show what happens to persons who don't respect God, who don't acknowledge God, who don't bow down to God, then Balaramji, he took the blade of grass, and with the blade of grass, off with your head, you rascal. He was sadhu. He didn't. Because he was a little... He had that impurity which Mahaprabhu warns us about, of pratishta, desire for recognition. What is the verse? Nadhanam na janam sundarim kavicham vadagadisha kamai mama janmani janmani shode bhavatat bhakti ahiti ketoi. These are the obstacles for aspiring transcendentalists to overcome the attraction for material opulence, sense gratification, lust, attraction to the opposite sex. And Mahaprabhu includes pratishtha, the desire for honor, fame. Rama Maharshan Sutta had 60,000 disciples, and somehow or other it went to his head a little bit. So if you cannot he was offensive. So he, due to his pride, he was not able to recognize God. So it is our duty, because we don't want to see the people suffer. The Vaishnava has a heart of compassion. His happiness is to see people becoming Krishna conscious, and a devotee's sadness, because how can a devotee be sad? He's transcendental to the modes of material nature. Mam chayo bibichayana bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatit yaitan brahma bhuya kalpate. Because of his constant engagement in the process of devotional service, a devotee transcends the modes of nature and he becomes situated in Brahman, or transcendence. So a devotee doesn't feel any distress. He's above it all. But he has a type of transcendental anxiety, like Lord has, to see all these people suffering in this world. So suffering is all due ultimately to offenses. What is the cardinal sin? We offend in God. Bahir Mukh, Jagannatha Pandit says in his Prema Vivarta, Bahir Mukh uses the word. We turned our face from God. Not you. I want the forbidden fruit. I want to enjoy separately from you. All right, go down to Northern Ireland. Go to Belfast and you try to enjoy it. You fool. You think you're enjoying Belfast. You're a fool's fool. So cardinal sin is where offense. So people are not acknowledging the appearance of the Lord. So it's our duty as members of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness to make sure people know, so that when we have this festival, there's so many people coming here, we have to have the non-existing loudspeakers, they're not here right now, sound system, outside on the lawn, because there'll be hundreds or thousands of people coming to Govinda Dweep to observe the appearance of Govindaji, your beautiful deity. These deities are meant for being seen, not for being hidden on the island. It is nice. This is like a kunj, one big kunj. I walked around yesterday. I was so impressed. The path, the Purukkama path, I didn't know. There were all these little signs of, Yavat and Terakadamba and this kund and that kund. And the little, I was, oh, this is so nice. It took me 2 hours to go around, 20-minute walk. So this is a perfect place for Radha and Govinda. This little kunj of Govinda Dweep, surrounded by the bowers and the kunj and the trees, and the deer are here, much to your displeasure, because they eat everything. But I liked them. They were bouncing here and there. And the little peacocks. It's just like Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is secluded. It's Gupta. It's hidden. Prabhupada said Vrindavan is so hot in the summer. It's so cold in the winter. Why? To keep the Mayavadis away. Sense enjoyers, but it's meant to be visited. It's meant to be a place of Krishna's leelas, and although it's Gupta, it's hidden, the open secret is the whole world's invited to Sri Vrindavan Dham. That is the door. Gokul Vrindavan is the door to going to Golok Vrindavan on this planet. So just as people were invited by Prabhupada to that hidden place, Vrindavan, you must invite all the people of the British Isles, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, everyone should come here. That's our duty, so that they recognize this most important person has appeared. Who is that? The mayor? No, sir. The governor? No, sir. Oh, the president? No, sir. Oh, Mr. Bush has come? No, sir. Oh, so Brahma has come?
No, sir.
Who has come? Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Yes, he has come. Yes, he comes sometimes. He comes to this planet? Yes, sometimes he comes. Once in a day a Brahma comes. He just came a few moments ago by cosmic time. 5,000 years ago he came. Oh. 500 years ago he came. Oh, he's still here. You can come and see. Most beautiful, his original form, Tribhanga Sundara, with his eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, Anapaini, who's never separated from Krishna. They're here together, the divine couple. You can come to Govinda Dweep, most important place in the British Isles. You can come and see. Here. So we have to broadcast this Janmashtami festival. Even Lord himself, he celebrates Janmashtami. Even Lord himself celebrates Janmashtami. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, in his Bhakti Ratnakara, he has written a very beautiful song. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great pleasure in celebrating Janmashtami. Did you know? It's sung in the Komoda Rag. I don't know Komoda Rag. But he has sung. Ghora Mora Gukulera Shashi Krishnera Janama Ajikahi Hashi Hashi. He says, my Lord Gauranga is the moon of Gokul. Laughing again and again, he says that today is the birthday of Krishna. Sheyavashi Tirtha Haite Nare Dhari Gopavesha Nache Ulasha Antare. In an introspective mood, he has adopted the dress of a cowherd boy, Lord Chaitanya, and is dancing in a way that delights the heart. Nitai Gopara Vesha Dhari Hate Laila Laguda Nachai Bhangikari. Nitai has also accepted the dress of a cowherd boy. Carrying a stick in his hand, he dances in various ways. Gori Dasa Raimai Sundara Nache Gopa Veshe Kande Bhara Manohar. Gori Das Pandit and beautiful Ramai, the younger brother of Shivas Pandit, look enchanted as they dance in the dress of cowherd boys carrying clay pots on their shoulders. Shrivas Advaita Gopavesh Chidaya Haladi Dhadhi Manera Ulesh. In the dress of coward boys, Srivas and Advaita joyfully throw turmeric and yogurt. Keha Keha Nana Vadya Vaya Mukunda Madhava Yay Janama Lila Gai. While different persons played varieties of music, Mukunda Das and Madhava Das sang about the birth pastimes of Krishna. Kari Sumangala Nari Ghana Srivasa Alaya Yena Nandera Bhavana. The ladies made many auspicious sounds as if Srivasa's house was a palace of Nanda Baba. Jaya Dwana Kari Bhari Bhari Daya Loka Dhari Raj Karite Keri Nare. Again and again the devotees shouted, all glories, all glories. No one could keep their patience. Katta Sadhe Deke Anki Bhari Shobhaya Bhuvana Bule Bani Narahari. Eagerly gazing on these pastimes, so many people felt complete satisfaction in their eyes. Narahari says, the whole world is enchanted by that beauty. So that was their pastimes. Lord Gauranga is the moon of Gokul. Laughing again and again, he says, today is the birthday of Krishna, Janmashtami. So if God himself can celebrate Janmashtami, oh, the whole world should celebrate this festival. It's such an important event. Actually, in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, Gopal Bhatt Goswami informs us about the history of Janmashtami. Of course, Janmashtami means the appearance day, but he informs us how Lord Krishna himself instructed his devotees to observe this day. Why are we observing Krishna Janmashtami? Oh, it is some tradition, Prabhu. the grandfather says to the son, "Grandfather, tell me, why are we observing this festival?" "Oh, you know, son, it is some tradition that has been passed down." You would say like that. What if your little child pulled on your cloth? "Mama, papa, what is the history of this festival?" "Well, it's been going on here in Govindadweep for 1,000 years. Yes, in the old days, they used to observe. Yes, there was one Manu Prabhu. He was temple president. He organized such nice festivals at Govindadweep. They were famous Sankirtan soldiers, Maheshwar, but they were all going out and distributing. Little children took birth there and grew up. Gurahari Prabhu. He was one little boy, then he grew up. And some years later, he became temple president. With his good wife, Balashwari, they had 12 children. Yes, this is history, boy. No, what it? You might say like that to your son. Yes, it is some history. This, but what is the real history of the Janmashtami? Why are, where has it come about? Why are, who told us to celebrate Janmashtami? Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself. Gopal Goswami, he quotes from Bhavishya Purana. Actually, he said that after Krishna killed Kamsa. You know, he was in the arena, was the wrestling arena, and there were all, even cowherd boys had come, gopis had come, so all many people from Vrindavan, all the Mathuravasis were there, and it was a huge, Kamsa was thinking that he would kill this Krishna, Balaram, first with Kuvalyapita, the elephant, and if that didn't work, then the wrestlers, the two wrestlers, But little did he know, Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rakhi Krishna Mari Ke, Mari Krishna Rakhi Ke. If Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. So those wrestlers were killed, and then there was a battle between Kamsa and Krishna. What didn't take very long was a couple of, if you can see our play in Poland, it's just a couple of punches, and Kamsa was finished. So, everyone in the stadium was relieved that moment. The wrestlers were dead. Kamsa, the evil tyrant king who had persecuted so many devotees and brahmanas and cows and cut to the root the sacred trees and polluted the rivers. He was such a tyrant, such a demon. The evil king is dead. Whoa, everybody. Vasudeva and Devaki had been separated from Krishna for such a long time. Because when Krishna first appeared in the jail of Kamsa, we know the pastime. We'll be discussing it in more detail. How? Vasudeva, he took Krishna from the jail to Gokul. So Vasudeva, they'd been bereft of the association of their divine son for a very long time. Now finally, Devaki had the opportunity to take her little kanai in her arms, only he was very big now. He'd grown up. So she took Krishna and she put him in her lap and she began crying. Devaki was crying. "My son, my little son. Love is blind." Vasudeva, he hadn't had association with Krishna since he'd taken him to Gokul. He came running to Kamsa, was dead on the ground. Vasudeva, my son, it's described in Vishnu Purana, how the tears are coming from Vasudeva's eye. Finally, I have your association again. And the people seeing Vasudeva and Devaki like that, they became overjoyed. And the people in unison, they said to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, you who remove the burden of this earth, you who remove the suffering of the people in general, please allow us to celebrate the day that Devaki gave birth to you. Please be so kind to your serious devotees." Because one is not so serious, this day will come and go. Maybe they'll fast half a day and, you know, they'll have a little artik. And then, Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, it's an offense not to properly observe auspicious days. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, holy days like Ekadasi and Janmashtami are the mothers of devotion for devotees who properly respect them. If you want bhakti, one means of getting bhakti, there's many ways, but one, you can take a quantum leap in your advancement in Krishna consciousness on days like this, Janmashtami, properly observe. From Mangalarti till the conch blows at 12 midnight. Yes. Then, of course, the next part's really easy, the feast. But properly observing, staying in the temple room, hearing the glories, chanting, doing bhajans, participating in the Abhishek, hearing the Krishna book, even it's 10:30 at night, the Maharaj is reading, and you're still staying awake and you're listening. Holy days like Ekadasi and Janmashtami are the mothers of devotion for devotees who properly respect them. So this is serious. Serious devotee means, although body is tired, mind is tired, I stay in the Sangha, the association of the Vaishnavas. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Bandham, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, Janmashtami. So the residents of Mathura said, please be so kind to your serious devotees. So Bhavishya Purana describes, actually it's a conversation between Krishna and Yudhishthira. The Krishna was very pleased to hear these words. Yes, that would be nice. My devotees can celebrate my appearance in this world. And it's described that thinking like that, his hair stood on end. Krishna, just thinking about his devotees celebrating his birthday, his hair stood on end. Do your hair stand on end when you think that? He turned to Balaram. He was filled with such wonder. He turned to Balaram. And he said to Balaram, so, Dauji, means elder brother, let it be so. He said, all the Brahmanas, all the Kshatriyas, all the Vaishyas, and all the Sudras, and all others who are pious, very important verse for the Smarta Brahmins who think that this Krishna consciousness or this spiritual life is really meant only for the Brahmanas to some degree, the Kshatriyas. No, he said, Vaishya Sudra, he said, anyone who has a pious heart, and he said, from 8 years and older, should observe the vow of Janmashtami. Particularly, that means the fast, the vow of Janmashtami. Central to any celebration like this is a vow of fasting. So Krishna says, anyone 8 years or older has to, if you're 8 years or younger, you can eat away. You make advantage. But if you're 8 years or older, then you should fast on this Janmashtami. We found some very nice verses also in Hari Bhakti Vilas, which we'll read later on in the morning about the importance of observing the fast on the Janmashtami. Just this one day, Gorpranim, and this day, there's other days as well, especially the Janmashtami. Sanatana Goswami also says, very important to observe the fasting on this day. So then Krishna said, let this festival be observed in Mathura. Why Mathura? Because that's the Yogapit. Yogapit means the place where the Lord sets his lotus feet in this world. He's in the spiritual world. Out of his causeless mercy, he comes to the material world. And in that material world, he comes to this, at least we know, he comes to this universe, and in this universe, with a variety of planetary systems, he comes to this planetary system, he comes to this universe, he comes to this planet, and he comes to the continent of India, Bharatvarsha, because there the most pious people take birth, they can appreciate his appearance. And where in India does he appear? He appears in Mathura. Or he also appears in Ayodhya, he also appears in Ahobalam, he also appears in Navadvipa. But today, it's this particular day, he appears in Mathura. So that place where the Lord actually appears, that exact spot where he appears, that's called Yogapit. So therefore, Krishna said, let everyone observe my festival in Mathura. Let my devotees come and remember my divyam, my transcendental pastime of taking birth here. He said, Bhavishya Purana said, but one day, this Janmashtami, Krishna said to the residents of Mathura, just after Kamsa had been killed, just imagine, he said, one day this festival will be celebrated all over the world. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So again, we have to observe Janmashtami properly. We have to have the proper observance of this festival. So that means Hari Katha. So now, we will begin the class. This is a day for hearing and chanting. There's no Sadhira Vidya Jal day. So. You know, this is what we're meant to do. We're meant actually to just sit and hear. Because so much we're busy with the body, cooking for the body, and feeding the body, and dressing the body, and this and that. Oh, okay. But certain days are reserved like this just for hearing and chanting.